Plongez avec Julien dans les coulisses du Festival de Néoul édition 2023 et découvrez de nombreuses interviews réalisées sur place d'artistes, de bénévoles et d'organisateurs. Celles-ci sont disponibles sur radio-active.net et en écoute quotidienne sur le 100 FM dans l'aire toulonnaise.
C'est Juju pour Active 100 FM. I can't believe what I'm living. I'm a tour bus with Mr. Legendary Winston McAnuff. How are you tonight?
Marvelous. I'm feeling marvelous. Yeah.
This is your first time in Neul's Fest?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Did you know this fest before?
No, not really.
What way did you hear of it?
You know, just through the grapevine, you know, in a good way. Heard of it in a good way, you know. People always tell me it's a good festival, you know. So it's an honor to be here.
It's an honor for us to have you tonight. Did you feel good vibes during a soundcheck, for example?
Of course. Beautiful vibes. And I like the ambience. I like the place. The vibration. The vibration of the place. Eh?
Would you say it's a little bit of Jamaica? Yeah, a big yard?
Yeah, a big yard. Inner the yard. It's a inner the yard. It's a yard. You get the yard feeling. It has a yard feeling, a togetherness feeling. Yeah.
Do you think France is a good place for reggae music?
Yes. Well, in terms of the respect France shows to the music, you know. Yes, it's a good place. You know.
When did you start to sing?
At an early age, I used to sing in the church.
Yeah.
You know, with my mom. My mom used to take me to the church with her. And she taught me a song, and I used to perform it in the church, you know.
Was it gospel music at that time?
Yeah, it was gospel music. A song called Put No Blame on the Master.
Which year was it? Sorry.
It was about 12 years after 57, 69, yeah. About 69.
And after singing in churches, you decided, I want to do
My father got music. Sick and I went to live in Kingston. You know, I went to live in Kingston and I started to go to see some producers, to audition, you know, and that's how I started recording professionally. I was invited by Derek Harriott, the producer of Keith and Tex, you know.
They play with you?
They play with me, no, but it's first time I actually meet them since Inna the Yard. But I've heard about them, you know, long time. You know, it's first time I met them personally in life, yeah.
It is a long, long time ago, and you want to keep this feeling at that time, because Inna the Yard is a kind of all-star band from Jamaica.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course, and we invite certain people that we think, you know, is on that level that we're on, you know what I mean, to complement the team. And also, not to be bringing the same thing every year, you know, because there's many artists there in Jamaica, you know what I mean, many great artists.
Attention!
Hidden brutality, yes. Hidden brutality, yes. watch it, Indian brutality. Main prospect was to see.
You did an album called Family Affair.
Yes.
Which is made but outside.
Yes.
Not inside a studio.
Outside recording.
Yeah. And then you want this natural sound, pure sound.
Yeah, we catch that natural vibes, eh? Which is great, you know, because it's a different feeling than recording inside in a box, because all the elements are there as well. When you're recording in the box, you know, you don't have that. You don't have those elements, you know, like in direct contact. You know?
For example, for the concert for tonight, you ain't got a drum set, only percussions.
Yeah, just drums and bass. But in terms of funde drums, and bass drums and.
Your son on the bass drum.
Yeah,
just a bass drum.
Yeah, and you have Worm Bass is on the bass. You have Franklin Bubbler Wall, who I went to record Malcolm X with him. It was his first session. He's playing tonight with us, keyboard, Franklin Wall. And then, you know, you have Dwight Pinkney, the guitarist from his first band was Zappo. You know this, you ever heard of this band? Zappo.
No.
This is reggae music. Boom, 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 boom. Listen to the sound. You know that song? Dum, dum, dum. This is reggae music. Big tune. Zappo was the name of the band. And then he was a big part of Roots Radix. Yeah. And he was also playing with Bonnie Wheeler. You know? Mm-hmm. Just to name a few, but he's giant, you know, he's a giant musician.
Yeah, this is a really all-star band tonight.
Yes, it is.
From Jamaica.
Yeah,
it's a great honor for us to have you in the hall. You did also a song sung by Nina Simone.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, it's on the new album. Okay. Yeah. You know, man, it's great, you know.
Is she an example for you?
Of course. I always love Nina Simone. Always. Her simplicity, you know, with how she does her thing. And always admire her. Yeah.
Yeah. you're searching for this, or you're looking for this simplicity also in IDR?
Of course. Of course. And we're working with the heartbeat. I don't think it can get much simpler than that, you know.
Did you hear previous artists?
Who was working last night? Queen Omega?
Oh, no, that was Friday.
Okay.
I did an interview with her too.
Mm-hmm.
No, previous artist on the sound check just before you.
Who was
he
it?
Did Britain's Got a Talent. MB Fortune is French.
The other band?
Yeah, on what's the other stage.
What's the name of them?
MB Fortune.
MB Fortune?
It's a human beatbox.
Okay, I heard a little bit of it, but it's nice because you remember my last album, I was working with a beatbox for tour. With Fixie, accordion, and beatbox. Yeah, man, I did 200 concerts with a beatbox.
200?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, for the last album with Fixie. Not the last one, the one before. The last album was Big Brother. But the album before that one is A New Day. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Do you want to come back to old values, old reggae values with In Adiard?
If I want to come back?
I don't know.
No, wait.
Fight for...
No, what we're doing is recharging or re-inspecting, you know, the reality. Yeah. Yeah, so it's all good, man. And it's good for the people, you know, to bring it out in this open, you know. You know, cause it's medicine, you know. It's a sound medicine, you know. Yeah, believe me. Yeah, man. It's magical things happen that even we who play the music can't explain. No, it's beyond our understanding. But you just surrender to the thing and the thing just happen. When you surrender, the magic appear. But with the ego, it never appear. With ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you surrender, you know. You know.
Yeah. Do you forget yourself on stage?
Forget yourself? No, I wouldn't say forget myself. I go in myself. I become myself. It gives you the opportunity to fuse your attention with the audible.
With the vibration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Attention. Attention! With the audible.
That was incredible, Mr. Winston McAnuff.
Respect.
That was a great honor.
Respect.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For this interview.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best concert tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be great. Sky is the limit, as I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to do the last word?
Yeah. Loss of wealth is much. Loss of time is more. If you're not rich, make sure you're in control of your time. Yeah. We say, Winston Electric Jed McAnuff passing through. Active 100 FM. I just can't keep steady. 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 Active, 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 active. 100 FM, no way. Active, 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 active. 100 FM, no day. I just can't keep steady. I just can't keep steady. I'm active. I'm active. Reactive. So active. Reactive. Electric. Electric. So active. Electric. So I just can't keep steady. I'm so active. Just can't keep so. Oh, so active. I'm so active. I just can't keep steady. Active 100 FM.
Big up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Winston McAnuff.
So the thing, general.